We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah, I mean, I've been here a lot. I've seen a lot of BPs in here, and people don't even hit them there in BP. So that's pretty impressive. He put better swings on the ball today. I thought something was due, and there it was. He hit that one a long way. It was fun to watch.
That's the one that's really going to stand out, but Dom Smith's was probably the biggest one for you guys. What did you see in that at-bat, especially after he falls behind 0-2?
Yeah, he falls behind 0-2. You know, he was taking good swings, executed one curveball down, and then didn't get the next pitch that he wanted to execute where he wanted to, and Dom made him pay. So having Dom come off the bench is a valuable thing, and that was good to see. That kind of got things where we needed to be.
Mickey, I know it almost gets forgotten, but you put Jerry Familia in a pretty big spot there after last night, and I think that's the hardest we've seen him throw. What did you see from him today?
Yeah, we saw the ground ball that we've been looking for finally go to somebody and get a big double play. You know, that's what he's going to do when he gets outs. He's going to rely on the ground ball a lot. Obviously, they hit got on by one, and then the next one went at somebody, and we were able to turn two, and that's what he does. So, good night for him today. Good night last night, good day today, and let's get him rolling.
Did you end up having Lugo Diaz today?
No, Diaz was down, Lugo was available, and Gesellman was down.
Your bullpen over the 2 days did a pretty nice job as a collective unit. That's got to be encouraging.
That's what we're capable of. We've been looking for that. It's very encouraging that since the All-Star break, it seems to be coming together. And, that's how we're going to win games, that formula. So, are you turning off the lights over there? Power went out. All right, we're still rolling. But, that's what it takes to win games.
What does it say about, I guess, where Lugo is, that he's at a point you can use him for 4 or 5 days back-to-back so much?
Yeah, I think we've talked about it a couple times now. He's getting more and more comfortable. I think once you've done something and you get through it, you understand how you feel, and you become more and more confident being able to do it, and I think that's where he's at. He's still building that confidence, but, when you ask him, he's like, I'm good to go.
Did you feel Vargas through?
I thought Vargas threw the ball really well. Obviously a great lineup, especially against lefties, and he went out there and held him at bay and gave us a chance to win. Another great one by him.
The deep homer, that's the longest he's hit all season. What's the reaction in the dugout when that lands where it does?
Yeah, I mean, you're just kind of in awe at just how far it goes. You know, it got there quick, too. When you go third deck anywhere, it's pretty impressive.
Is your evaluation of what Don can be changed at all from spring training, just given the bigger sample of what he's done offensively and also?
I think offensively, we knew he was capable of this. You know, you can see the sweet swing, you can see the plate discipline, his ability to go the other way, his ability to pull the ball. But, I think his ability to move around and play multiple positions and do it pretty well is the surprising part and the thing that we're kind of proud of right now.
How nice is it just to relax?
Yeah, relax for a couple of innings. That's nice.
Obviously, you guys are in a position to value one win over another. But these guys obviously have a pretty good record. This is the first time they've lost 3 games in a row all year. I mean, to come in here and do it against a good team, I mean, does that kind of help you guys get a better idea of what you guys are possibly capable of?
Yeah, I think so. And it gives us some momentum going into another series, a 4-game series against a team that, we can do some more damage against and continue to strive for our goal, and that's to make the postseason. Look, we're getting closer. We're inching closer and closer. It's not out of the realm of possibility, and that's what we're focusing our sights on, is getting to the postseason this year.
But the
bottom of the order, Ahmed and Adani getting on as much as they do.
Yeah, that's big. You know, anytime you get production out of the bottom of your order like that, you're going to probably have a pretty good day, and that's why you end up scoring a lot of runs. So anytime they contribute like that and get on base as much as they did is always going to help.